It's the night before, the morning after. We're in a restaurant called Capperi. I tried to say that with an Italian accent, but at this time in the morning in my head, which is about 4 a.m, it ain't going to happen. It's 9 p.m. in L.A., and I'm sat next to
Will Francis. And 5 a.m. back home, but we're in denial. It's the only way forward. The red wine's flowing and the pizzas and the tagliatelle pescatori
is on the way.
Is on its way. So, yeah, and it's the most crowded room we've ever been in, and a multinational fire hazard.
We're in a back room, a seriously recently decorated back room, probably as a result of some kind of mafia hit where they've had to hide the bloodstains. And there are so many people in this room, probably more than they're going to be at the conference tomorrow, briefing tomorrow. That I fear that I may have to wee in a glass rather than actually try and get out. On this side of the table is Sean.
Hello.
We've got Wi-Fi. I interviewed you early on, and you gave away all the.
I gave away all the secrets, and then your iPhone crashed, and the application took all the data with it. And now you're going to try and have to get all that stuff out of me for the second time, and really, it's not going to happen.
There's lots of Xbox talk been going on. Not many details coming out. Who's the mysterious person?
I can't even really confirm that there is a mysterious person of any kind. All I can tell you is that I've heard some pretty interesting rumours about some of the people who are going to be there tomorrow.
Rumours. It'll all come clear tomorrow.
My sources are generally fairly good, and I think you're all going to be fairly pleasantly surprised.
Even me, Captain Ignorance.
Captain Ignorance, Captain Dial-Up, as far as I can tell. The man who...
Just grabbing a glass of wine from a very, very smiley waiter.
Yeah, the man who lives in a log cabin in a field somewhere in Northamptonshire, who apparently knows nothing about this here internet lark. I think even you will recognise some of the people that may or may not be turning up tomorrow.
Well, now I am genuinely excited. If Mr. Non-Gamer is going to get this, then cool. If not, then I've got a lot to learn, and I'm actually looking forward to learning. I feel really weird sitting down to eat. My body's saying, what are you doing, man? Go to bed. But my taste buds are going, I'm looking forward to this.
You got to punch on through.
Can we have some... are you French?
Yes,
French
I chance? Am.
Whereabouts?
Paris.
Paris?
From Paris.
Can we have your expectations for tomorrow in French, please?
Ouf. So, pour demain, j'attends de la conférence quelques bonnes révélations. Pour le coup, j'attends vraiment ce qu'ils vont donner sur le côté hard gamer, le casual, en fait. On s'en fout complètement. Et voilà.
Pardon, doucement, je suis avec un petit problème avec la prononciation.
No problem. Donc, on attend pour mon support les infos qui vont concerner D'accord. les jeux pour les hard gamers.
Bien. Merci beaucoup, monsieur. And tomorrow we will be talking multilingually, internationally, cross-platform, cross-console, but mostly concentrating on Xbox. Around what actually are we doing tomorrow? Getting up at 8 o'clock and going where?
We're going to the Xbox press conference tomorrow morning.
That's the actual press conference.
That is the actual press conference. That is the big event of the week, I think. And I think it's going to be quite a long press conference. I think it's not going to be a kind of 15-minute announcement. I think it's going to be a fairly substantial event, and I think we're all going to be required to pay attention.
Will we need to pack a lot of snacks if this is going to be a long conference? And if so, what sort of snacks?
Snacks. Well, there'll be snacks there, surely. There better be snacks there. What kind of conference doesn't have snacks?
I hope so, but I don't like going unprepared without snacks. I'm sorry.
I think the key is, for as far as snacks are concerned, that they are A, low GI, because that's very fashionable these days, and B, that they contain no pretzels whatsoever.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You sound like you were there.
Yeah, I've eaten enough airline pretzel pieces. They weren't even whole pretzels, they were just little tablets of pretzel.
They're too dangerous now. Pretzels have been banned due to nearly taking down the president.
Oh, of course, that's right. Yeah, are you referring to...
And flip-flops next.
Yeah.
I'm going to take another swig of... Is that what it is? It is Cabernet. Cabernet Sauvignon, and it's not actually that bad, to be honest. And we're going to carry this on tomorrow morning, where we're going to make more sense, and there's going to be some actual facts. Facts and stats and snacks. Thank you and good night.